Hello, welcome to the Sacred Word Audio Boo Podcast for Tuesday, February the 8th, 2011. Peace and blessings to you today. Today we will be reflecting on the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verses 1 through 13. So let's begin this quiet time, putting ourselves in the proper frame of mind, asking God to help us discern His message for us today. And don't worry, God will speak. God will speak to you through His Word. We will read the Gospel slowly and just pause to see the verses which seem to speak to you more personally. Maybe visualize with your imagination what He's trying to speak and say to us. And simply rest in God's loving presence with an open mind and an open heart. And we read, "Now, when the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered round Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples in their meals ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, such as the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds." So the Pharisees and scribes question him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts. You disregard God's commandments, but cling to human tradition.'" He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and 'Whoever curses father or mother shall die.' Yet you say, 'If a person says to father or mother, any support you may have had from me is korban, meaning dedicated to God,' you allow him to do nothing more for his mother or his father. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on. And you do so many such things." The Gospel of the Lord. I think the reflection lies mostly in that these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me. Dear Lord, help us to differentiate what is important and what is unimportant. Remind us that our love for you is best expressed in our love for neighbor. Amen. May you have a peaceful day. God bless you.